fantastic opening game of the second semester. Wow, you came out and a team you had a little payback against, and you definitely got it, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, and I thought we had a lot of good minutes from a lot of different guys. Obviously, you know, Martell was good. Louis was good. Brian had some good stuff. But then some other guys, you know, like Ridley Shima, you know, who was kind of up and down that first semester, and Jackson, who obviously didn't play a lot at all during the first semester. Both those guys start for us and played really well. You know, Jackson was really good defensively. They tried to pick on him a couple times and kind of iso him, and he just didn't give any ground. And so I thought it was really good for us from a standpoint as once we get, you know, some guys back that didn't play, you know, building our bench a little bit. You know, as you know, you've been doing it long enough that once we get into a Region 9 play, you know, you're going to need that bench. And so I thought that we had a lot of good stuff from a lot of guys.
And to score 82 points in your opener coming back, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, and that's kind of been us. You know, we've been pretty good offensively last kind of four games that we've played. And so that was good to continue that hot streak as far as scoring the 80s and higher. First game back from semester, like I said, without having, you know, Ty Foster, who's been starting the point guard for us for most of the year. So it was good. And like I said, we got a lot of different stuff from a lot of different guys, and you know, we're figuring out different ways to score no matter what the lineup is, and hopefully we can stay out the rest of the season.
They and to hold them to what they scored 90 plus points against you the first time, almost 25-30 points less.
Yeah, it was. And defensively, you know, our biggest thing was to kind of get them off the three-point line, you know, and that's been a big key to their success so far in the year is that, you know, they take a lot, not necessarily like a ton of threes, but they make a lot. You know, they are averaging 10 to 11 made threes per game, and they shoot a high percentage as a group as well. And so the first time we played them, you know, they made 13 of them. And so that was a big key for us going into that game was to get them off the three-point line and not give them easy looks. And I thought we did a really good job of that early on in the game, because I thought as the game kind of went on the second half there, I thought they had some decent looks and some clean looks from some of their shooters, but because they weren't comfortable early on, it was a different looks for them, which I thought was really big. And so they're definitely a team that can score the basketball. They have a lot of different guys that can do that, and so for us to hold them to what was that 66 I think was really big for us.
Get ready for a couple of big road trips, Otero and Trinidad. Always two tough places to play, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's a long trip for us anyway, but those two places, as far as home court advantage, is really tough, and they're both really good at home right now. You know, Trinidad's won the region back-to-back years. You know, they're sitting at 11-5 right now, very talented team, you know, and Otero sitting at 7-10, I believe, and they just beat Western Wyoming, you know, who's beaten us twice, you know, 65-60. So both places are going to be tough. You know, Otero, they get after you. You know, they really pressure the basketball. They try and deny, and they switch a bunch of stuff, try and get up and down, fast-paced type of game. And then Trinidad is very much, you know, Princeton offense, run their stuff with their slips and their splits and make it hard to guard that way. So two very different contrasting style of basketball games. And so it's tough right out of the gates to go down there and play back-to-back games in that trip. And this is important because we definitely want to start off, you know, the Region 9 schedule, you know, well with two wins, hopefully.
And again, the final days of just concentrating on basketball, and then next week it's right back to class and starting to juggle everything else, aren't you?
Yeah, as far as a basketball player goes, this is the best time. When you come back from break, you know, you got no classes. All you're doing is eating food and practicing, you know. So this is the fun time. So, yeah, then after this week, you know, we're back to reality with classes and back to hopefully a normal schedule.